T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the city of angels. Good morning. Happy Monday. Brand new week full of new opportunities and blessings. Go out there and get them. My name is Edgar. This is Brian. Good morning,
bro. What's happening, everybody?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Morning.
Wow. Someone partied hard this Grammys weekend.
I'll give you a couple of these.
I can tell. Wait, you're still rocking Grammy's hair and Grammy's makeup.
My fake eyelashes are still on. Let's just say, I think I had like a half hour of sleep.
Yes,
mess express.
Oh, this is going to be fun. Can't wait to hear those stories coming up on our weekend recap. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Tamara's really laughing because she's like, I know that feeling. Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. You can call or text 877-971-HITS. Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
You are commercial free all day today. Monday Motivation kicking off with you today. I just want to say this, guys. Your thoughts are the steering wheel to your actions. So let me give an example. If you're constantly dwelling on your mistakes, your shortfalls, you're going to steer yourself towards more failures. It's just inevitable that's going to happen, right? But if you think of your strengths and your victories, you're going to steer yourself towards more success. And somebody that applied this perfectly into their life and other people around him was a legendary coach, Vince Lombardi, right? He was the first coach in the NFL in football to ever stop showing film of what the players were doing wrong and started them showing them like plays of where they executed things well.
Like, do this again.
Yeah. And the players gained more confidence and started winning more championships and so on and so forth. So, man, just apply that in your life, in your mind. It's like your own little theater in there. What plays are you replaying for yourself right there?
So,
right?
I guess we don't need to listen to audio when we screw something up. Right? I mean, let's just listen to the good stuff.
Which will be very short sessions.
Man.
All right, coming up next, we're going to get into our weekend recaps. Big weekends for us. Obviously, Chelsea all Grammy'd out this weekend. Mm-hmm. She was going to go to Steven Tyler's party. How did that go? All the inside scoop. Brian had a huge weekend. He was going to go and audition for America's Got Talent. That is huge, bro.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get the details on that. And I am and was this entire weekend on baby watch. Number 2, at any moment, my wife could give birth to our second child. How did that go? You'll find out coming up next. Dua Lipa winning all kinds of Grammys. 97.1 Amp Radio. You are commercial free all day today. Hopefully you had a great weekend. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Thank you for hanging out with us. Rainy, cold weekend. Definitely worked out in my situation for my weekend recap. I was just on alert with my wife. We're pregnant with our second child. I'm going to try to tell the story without slipping on the sex of the baby.
Which is always tough. Just call it baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. A, it.
It's yeah. A lot easier to do it in English than in Spanish. Because in Spanish, everything you have to put an A or an O or masculine or feminine. So it's going to be easier, I think, in English. So basically, baby number 2 is on its way. And within now and March 10th, the baby could come out, right? And this weekend, because Jana has been feeling so many contractions and so many cramps and so on and so forth. Guys, it's sad, man. Like, it just sounds like somebody's literally beating her up from inside.
Gosh.
Like, out loud, Jana just be like, we'll be chilling. And she'd be like, ow, ooh, I'm like, it's like she's in a boxing match with our baby inside. And on one end, it's beautiful because I get to see our baby. And, like, I feel Janet's belly. And you see the baby's, like, I don't know if it's an elbow or a butt or a hand or giving Janet some knees.
Yes.
You know, like, we got an MMA fighter up in there. I don't know. And then I think it's so beautiful. I'm like, oh, it's awesome. I felt the baby. And Janet's like, get it out of me.
It's right? Not awesome. Yeah. Is this different than Ariella?
Totally, bro.
Really?
So this is like, is it more of a character thing? Or an attitude? Your baby's got an attitude problem?
I think so, man. I think it's coming because Ariela's kind of been throwing shade at the new baby. You know, my daughter, who's only 2 years old. So I think the baby feels the shade and the baby's already trying to fight with Ariela. That's what I think is happening.
Baby's like, let me out. She's taking all my stuff.
Oh, man. Either that or the baby's hearing everything that's going on in our world and is just pissed. Like, no, why is that happening? Nah, man. But it's absolutely, look, it just shows how amazing women are and what you can endure. And it's just an absolute blessing. And I'm just honored that I don't have to go through it as a man, you know? And like, you just sit there, bro, as a dude. Like, what do you want me to do? I'm like massaging every part of Janet's body. Uh-huh. Like, I'll do whatever it takes, you know? So I think this baby's going to come a lot sooner than March 10th for sure. So, but it still has not come out. All right. I got through and I didn't slip.
Good job.
Chelsea, I love your vibe this morning.
Oh my gosh.
It reminds me of like that night where you go clubbing on Saturday and then you still got to make it to church on Sunday.
Oh yeah.
And you go and like your hair looks better than ever because you still have that clubbing hair.
Yeah.
And the makeup and the lashes and everything.
Yeah, I'm all glammed up right now. So there you go. Yeah. It was a crazy weekend. I mean, it was Grammys. So it was go, go, go. Sunday I hosted it was a 2.5 hour live show for Billboard, which was crazy. It was really fun. It was just, you know, live is always it takes a lot out of you, but it's a good time. And so at the end of the day, like last night, we didn't get done until probably like 10 p.m., you know? Dang. So at this point, we're like, okay, I have to pick like one Grammy after party to go to. And I'm like, I'm in the mood. I'm like, you know, it was a big weekend.
Biggest first world problem I've ever heard in my life. Oh, yeah. I have to pick one. Yeah. Ah.
But that's the thing though, because these parties get so hectic. There's lines outside. You just really have to like pick the right route. And so my friend and I, we ended up going to Steven Tyler's after party, it was funny. It was just like, it was an interesting crowd. Like we get there and it's definitely like this kind of older rock crowd.
I thought so. I was like, yeah. What are they playing? Bingo up in there?
It looks like it's just a reason for Steven Tyler to throw an Aerosmith show.
Well, exactly. Right? And that's the thing. Like, I guess I don't know why I didn't really realize it, but like, Aerosmith performed an hour set. And it was so good. I forgot how good of performers they are, but like Mark Wahlberg was there, Sharon Stone, Ashley Simpson, Caitlyn Jenner, Nicole Scherzinger.
Dope.
But everyone was turnt. No one was holding back. It was like, I saw like Mark Wahlberg like stumbling around just like pretty tipsy, dancing to Aerosmith. Like everyone was just having a good time. So I stayed there for a while, and then at the end we were like, okay, Diplo is having this like house party in the hills, and so it was pretty late at this point. It was probably like 1 a.m. and we're like, should we try and do it? We
had
some friends there. Yeah, so we ended up rolling up to it, and it was just hectic. Like we stood outside for a little bit. It was a crazy line, and kind of finally we're like, all right, this isn't gonna happen. But yeah, overall, I mean, Grammys, it was a fun weekend. Lots happened. I'm still, I think, a little tipsy right now.
Yes,
feeling
chill.
a little off, but it was a really fun weekend.
Well, you're a warrior for being here. I appreciate that on 30 minutes of potential sleep or maybe just dozed off.
Yeah, a little nap, a little cat nap.
Good times. I'm glad you're here, girl. Coming up next, we got Brian. He had a huge weekend as well. His audition for America's Got Talent as a stand-up comedian. How did that go? You'll find out coming up next. Bad Bunny, Drake on 97.1 Amp Radio. You are commercial-free all day today, home of commercial-free Mondays. Thanks for hanging out with us. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. We get a break from the rain today. It's going to be sunny, but the high only hitting 56 degrees here in LA and in the OC. Rain coming back at you Wednesday and Thursday. Good news, though. For whatever reason, you're trying to get through the 5 and the Grapevine. It got reopened this morning. It closed down yesterday because the snow levels are so low because it's been so cold.
You hit that hill when it's snowing or raining. When you come over the Grapevine, man, that thing turns into like a slip and slide.
Disaster, bro. Completely disaster. Right? But it's great news for you that love to snowboard, ski, or sled, or whatever it may be, man. Action-packed for the mountains this weekend. All right, Brian. Huge weekend for you, bro. Auditioning for America's Got Talent, bro. How did this audition come about? And then tell us how it went down.
So what happened was one of their casting directors saw one of those videos that I did from a comedy special in 2017. I taped a special. And for some reason, a bunch of the videos went viral. There's like the one about teaching kindergartners went viral and got like 15 million views in like 5 days.
It's probably because of all the teacher strikes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everyone's more interested in teaching and all these things. So I mean, it's a joke I did 2 years ago and it went viral out of nowhere. And so one of their casting directors hit me up and was like, hey, I've been pitching you to the producers and the director of America's Got Talent, and they really like you. We're not sure. We want you to come. We want you to come down to the auditions in Pasadena. We'll give you like a front of the line pass.
Right.
So, and I had this weekend for me was crazy busy. I had shows at the HaHa. I had shows at Flappers and Burbank. I was going to go out to Laverne and see all my college homies that we went to a game, and I was playing horse with like one of their kids and stuff. So I had all these other stuff going on. My brother and I were going to walk from Hollywood to Santa Monica yesterday, which we did. My legs are killing me. It was just like a little bar crawl. He's trying to create awareness for colon cancer. So I had all this stuff to pack in, And so I get up to Pasadena, and the convention center in Pasadena, like, shout out to everyone who was in line there, man. There was, like, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people.
It was nuts,
like,
bro.
Glitter jackets and guitars and, like, you know, also, like, just props and whatnot. Little kids, like, warming up on the street.
People's dreams in that glitter, bro. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And so I go in there, I park, and I'm walking towards the convention center. I don't even know what jokes I'm going to do. I kind of don't want to do the same ones the producers have already seen because I don't want to be, like, some sort of one-trick comedy pony. So I'm walking in, and I'm, like, just thinking about it. Also, my brother hits me up, and I hadn't seen him yet on Saturday, and he hits me up, and I'm like, what's up, dude? And he just had chemo last week, chemotherapy. He also has chemotherapy coming up his final round this week. And he hits me up, and he's like, yo, dude, like, I can't walk.
He just,
like, I'm so dehydrated. Yeah. Mm. He's, like, so dehydrated, like, I can't, like, his legs were, like, seizing up. And he's like, I need to get an IV or something. I can't function.
Wow.
Because he said he forgot over the last 4 or 5 days. He's been so busy. He hasn't been, you know, drinking Pedialyte and some of the other fluids that he does. So, and he's like, what are you doing, man? I'm like, well, I just got to Pasadena because I was running kind of late. And he's like, you just got there? I was hoping you'd be done. I need to go, like, I need fluids immediately. Like, I got to get an IV. I got to get fluids. So I go to check in. And they're like, ah, it's going to be about 2.5-3 hours.
Whoa.
Wow.
Because it just, everyone showed up for whatever reason at like 1 o'clock. So I had to take off. I couldn't do it.
Mm.
So I went to check in, and then I had to tell him, like, yo, I got to go. I can't wait 3 hours. Like, the kid can't even walk. So I took off. So it didn't happen this year.
Wow, Brian.
Yeah.
Is there any way, first and foremost, man, a lot of people say and speak about, yo, family first. But a lot of people don't act on it, man. And I commend you on acting on that. Yo, family first. Let me go get my brother to make sure that he's all right. And overall, is he okay today?
Yeah, he's fine. He literally was just two or three days of him just being, he was working on some other projects that he's trying to get back into the swing of things for acting, and just wasn't drinking any fluids.
Can you get in touch with that producer that reached out to you to be like, hey, man, this is what went down. Can I get another shot?
Yeah.
Maybe at another location?
Yeah, I was debating on shooting her an email and just saying, like, yo, I didn't want a no show. There's hundreds and hundreds of people, so I don't think anyone's like, Brian, stop it! Brian here!
No, Brian, they chose you out.
Yeah, right. They got a little roll call. Brian Moet!
The judges there are like, Brian Moet?
Mooty?
Brian Mooty. Moet.
What is your talent, please?
Yeah, no, looks like he's not here. Oh, thank God, less people. Let's go.
That's exactly what they think. Oh, my God, we're going to get out of here at 4:51 now.
Now, definitely reach out, though, bro. I think it would be a good idea, bro.
Yeah, let him know. I mean, I felt like I made the right decision because Pat was, like, hurting and he had stuff to do. And we had to walk to Santa Monica yesterday, so we needed fluids.
Absolutely. Plus, he added that 12-mile bar crawl, which is way more important.
Of course it is. I mean, you got to put your priorities where they're supposed to be, man. We're trying to raise awareness.
Good stuff, man. You're a good brother right there, man. Coming up next, more commercial-free music on 97.1 Amp Radio. Turn up your radio. Congrats, Ariana Grande, winning her first Grammy ever last night. Unfortunately, she wasn't there because she had beef with production.
She was definitely regretting it last night, for sure.
Oh, you mean her photo shoot and the dress she would have worn to the Grammys that she posted on social media?
I feel like she made her point, though. Like, say what you want about her. Like, her album came out, on Friday or Thursday night?
Yeah.
And she kind of dominated social media all weekend.
Totally.
So I think in terms of, like, notoriety and publicity stunts, it was a pretty solid one to pull out of the Grammys last second and then just tweet about it all
the only thing is, though, it was a really good Grammys.
It was.
The show was incredible, and I think that, like, if they kind of bombed, you know, sometimes you have bad award shows and everyone kind of talks about that, but I feel like everyone is raving about the Grammys today, and I can see her definitely having, like, a lot of regrets for
FOMO,
not going.
Right?
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
Like, straight up in the sense of, like, man, and she would have crushed it vocally, and she's amazing. Quick little test for you guys. Please close your eyes, Chelsea and Brian, and then try to guess what this sound is. Are you guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, hold on. It's coming in real quick. Hold on.
Oh my God.
It's a water bottle.
Chelsea?
It sounds like a duck.
Like a duck?
Rubber ducky.
Dolphin.
Rubber ducky. I don't know.
Dolphin.
Brian, you are correct. It's a water bottle.
The weird water bottles.
Yo, what's up with this? So, I want to go a little more green in the sense of, like, you know, not use so many plastic water bottles, etc. So I get myself a cool little water bottle and I can refill and so on and so forth. And I go to drink out of it this morning and I scared myself. I was like, what? Listen to this sound.
Oh my God. Yeah, you're right. It sounds like a dolphin.
Is that normal?
It sounds like.
Well, it is for that water bottle. That's how they do a pressure displacement. So when you drink water, air has to replace the water.
What? Can it have a sign like, yo, your water bottle sounds like a dolphin?
That's just funny. A little dolphin picture on it.
Anyways, I'll figure that out later. Chelsea, first world problems. Yeah. Coming up next, got some more on the Grammys in your Chelsea report. Break it down, girl.
Exactly. Yeah, we were just talking about the Grammys. They happened last night, so we're going to talk about the highlights, surprises, and of course, controversial moments. Mm-hmm. That's coming up next at 6:50.
You are commercial-free all day today. Home commercial-free Mondays. We are 97.1 Amp Radio.
The Chelsea Report.
A lot to unpack from the Grammys. They happened yesterday. I have to say it was honestly probably one of the best award shows I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, I thought
overall it was so, yeah. It was awesome. It was so entertaining. Alicia Keys as the host absolutely killed it. I love that she opened up the show with some serious girl power. She brought out Lady Gaga, Michelle Obama, Jennifer Lopez, Jada Pinkett Smith out on stage to kind of just have this moment, this girl power moment, which I thought was really special. She also performed on two pianos at once, sitting between them. Which was just, oh my gosh, just so Alicia Keys. She's so talented. And she did her take on a handful of nominated songs, which was really cool. Here's a snippet of that.
And if I wrote this song, I would have flipped it like this. Swizzy, do you love me? Are you ready? Say you'll never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you and I need you. And I'm down for all my feelings. So deep in my feelings. No, this ain't really like me. Can't control my anxiety. Listen to my heart go bada, boo, and I may say bada, boo.
I love that when after that performance of Boot Up, or during it, the camera showed Ella May in the audience, and the look of just, oh my gosh, Alicia Keys said my name and is singing my song was kind of the best shocked look ever.
Ella May's face hearing Alicia Keys sing her song was like her winning a Grammy.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
seriously.
Oh my gosh, I won.
She's doing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cardi B made history, becoming the first solo woman to win Best Rap Album with her debut, Invasion of Privacy. Her speech was funny. You know, we're used to seeing kind of Cardi all over the place, and she's crazy and saying occur and making noises, and but she went up there. She brought her husband. They're obviously back together, Offset and Stage. And here's her acceptance speech.
Ooh, the nerves are so bad. Baby, I need to start smoking weed. I just want to say thank you, everybody that was involved. I want to thank my daughter. I'm not just saying thank you because she's my daughter. It's because, you know, when I found out I was pregnant, my album was not complete. I had like 3 songs that I was for sure having. And then, you know how it was. Like, new husband, thank you.
So she had to do all the music videos before she could show. Right. And maybe that's where the grrr came from. The baby kicking, and she was like,
literally.
I saw everyone trashing Offset for going on stage with her on Twitter. And I didn't watch the Grammys yesterday.
Yeah,
I was one of them.
I didn't understand why he's not like as her husband. I know they're like been off and on, but they're back again. It just seemed like a weird. I know you can trash Offset for a lot of things because he's been kind of a dirtbag.
Oh yeah,
but it seemed like she wanted him there, right?
I mean, I think the thing is like I just wanted her to have that moment, right. And I think he's been so crappy to her over the years and cheated on her so many times, and like, you know, maybe she's giving him another chance, obviously. But I don't know. It made me feel icky in the moment. I didn't want to see him up there. It's like I feel like she's my friend and I'm protective of her, and I wanted her to have that moment by herself.
What we don't know is if Cardi was like grabbed his hand and said, come up with me.
Yeah,
what I thought was cool is Offset kind of stepped to the side.
He didn't say anything, right?
He just was just like there.
Now you can like take the microphone or say anything. You just stood there.
Okay. It annoyed me.
You just
but
don't
whatever.
Like him.
I don't. I mean, I don't like, I would, it's like if my friend was dating him, I wouldn't like it either. He's been awful to her, you know, so I can't support that. Two of the biggest awards of the night, Record of the Year and Song of the Year, went to Childish Gambino for This Is America, which is such a cool win. Sadly, he wasn't there to collect his Grammys. Another cool moment, Dua Lipa won Best New Artist. During her acceptance speech, she called out Recording Academy CEO Neil Portnow for his sexist comment he made last year. He basically said women need to step up in music.
Because there wasn't a lot of representation of women winning last year and so on and so forth, and that was his answer to it.
Exactly, and this is what she had to say.
Oh my God, I don't even know where to begin. I guess where I want to begin is by saying how honored I am to be nominated alongside so many incredible female artists this year, because I guess this year we've really stepped up.
There you go. Yeah, there you go.
I love her, man. She's awesome.
Yeah, other quick controversy. Drake also won for God's Plan, and they kind of cut his acceptance speech off, so people on social media were freaking out over it. But like I said, overall, such a good award show. There you have it. So that's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Thank you, Chelsea.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. You are commercial-free all day today on 97.1 Amp Radio. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Thank you for hanging out with us. 7:09 right now. Ready to hook you up with 4 tickets to go to Snow Valley Mountain Resort. Buy your tickets at snow-valley.com or just be caller 9 and you win them. 877-971-HITS is the number to call right now. Great snow for this winter, man. It's absolutely amazing. Right about now, this is hopefully makes you feel a little bit better since you're so hungover this morning, Chelsea.
Yeah.
A new study claims, because Grammy weekend really did you in, girl. New study claims that a certain type of alcohol helps you lose weight and even lowers your cholesterol. Can you guess which type of alcohol it is?
I mean, I feel like it's got to be like one of those, like a, I don't want to say tequila or something weird that has low calorie, but just takes a lot to burn.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe okay. Your body has to process it. Maybe that's how you lose weight doing it.
Okay, Chels.
I was going to say like a tequila also just because I feel like every time I drink it, I get sick.
And so, automatically.
You just cleanse that out.
There goes 3 pounds.
Exactly. Which, you know,
dry heaving the next day.
Exactly.
That's one way to look at it,
the
right?
Abs.
It's actually Craig. It's tequila, guys. Okay. Research presented by professors Don Julio and Jose Cuervo showed this. No, actually, it's the American Chemical Society showed results that the agave in tequila, right? It helps your digestive system, right, Chelsea?
All right,
and then also helps you lower your cholesterol. So there you go, guys.
Tequilita
right there for
every
you.
Time I hear these kinds of studies, I think to myself, listen, if you want to lose weight and get healthy, you got to just stop drinking.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
You know, like, anytime you find someone who's like, no, man, I drink tequila because it's better for you. It helps you. It's healthy. You lose weight. It's like, stop drinking. You're not going to get healthier by drinking tequila.
And then plus, after you get that lit, you end up at like Taco Bell or Tacos Venado, just grubbing everything inside. Tacos al pastor, the lengua, cabeza, whatever comes your way. Yeah. Let's grub, right?
Crushing stuffed crust pizza.
That's probably not going to help, all right? Also, interesting situation right here. Remember last week, I told you how there was a way where you could feed your ex to a meerkat.
Mm-hmm.
And a meerkat, we came to the conclusion that it's that one character from The Lion King.
Timon.
Yeah.
Yeah, the little guy.
The skinny one, not the gordito one, the skinny one, right? So you would, what this zoo in Texas would allow you to do was name a cockroach after your ex for $2, and then they feed the cockroach on Valentine's Day, and everybody's happy, and you get to go and watch this happen.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you find somebody else that's there that hates their ex, and you guys can hit it off, right? Well, now you could feed your ex to a brown bear. And this is thanks to Wildlife Center in Oregon for only $20, though. This is kind of steep because you got to name a salmon after your ex.
Oh, man.
And then they feed the salmon to the bear. I don't know. I like also, the cockroach one
better. Also like spending $20. Like, I don't want to put any more money into my ex or, you know. Like,
but it's for a good cause.
Know, if you
Wildlife
see,
Center.
If you see the way a bear eats a salmon, it might be worth $20. Like, they shred those things. It's not like they eat them slow. They just tear them apart. It's like, you throw it and they fling them out, catch them out. Out of the air and stuff.
It's probably a little more aggressive than a meerkat, which I guess, you know, if you're, that's what you're going for.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Valentine's Day week, guys. Just FYI, in case you needed a reminder.
Good times.
We're trying to do something to help you out in this Valentine's Day week. Because look, you got a lot going on in your life. You probably maybe forgot about the whole situation.
Sneaks up on you every year.
Mm-hmm. Or you're short on cash. You know what I'm saying? And honestly, some of the most meaningful things you could do for Valentine's Day have nothing to do with cash and just like the meaning behind it, how far you went, right? So what we're trying to do is we're trying to find out why we should send our Amp Cupid to rescue your Valentine's Day. Yes, we have an Amp Cupid. We can't reveal his or her identity just yet, but they may be wearing an adult diaper. Just throwing that out there.
And you may recognize them from interviewing drunk people during Tipsy Talk. You may. I'm not saying you will. You may recognize them.
So we're looking for a unique scenario. If you have a unique scenario as to why we should send Amp Cupid to the rescue on this Valentine's Day, please text us or DM us. Whether you're confessing your love for the first time for somebody, you're like, you know what? I'm just going to go all out. I'm going to confess it. We'll send Amp Cupid to do that. Or maybe you're just trying to get out of the doghouse. You messed up recently this weekend. Or you're just showing love to a friend that really deserves that love. Send us a text at 877-971-HITS, 877-971-HITS, or DM us at 971-AMP-RADIO. We're going to look for the best possible scenario story and then go surprise that special person in your life.
Well, think it through a little bit, too, because not that you don't want, you know, to use us to confess a crush to somebody. That sounds a great resource. But just make sure you don't go sending a grown Cupid in a diaper with a little heart bow and arrow to somebody's place of work to confess. You just want to make sure you catch them in like a time when they're not super embarrassed. You get the best reaction, the best response you can get.
I don't know if we're really selling this with the adult diaper thing.
It's a distinction you have to make because we can't put a grown man in a baby diaper.
Oh my gosh.
Just on the front.
Low budget productions right here. All right? Work with us, right? We're gonna spend the resources on the gift that person's gonna get.
And
right?
They're not gonna be Depends or anything. It's gonna be like a cloth diaper of some sort that a Cupid would really wear.
It's just getting worse. just getting worse.
Make sure that our Amp Cupid shaves before rocking this adult diaper, right? But either way, send us a text, call, or DM 877-971-HITS. You can DM us at 971 Amp Radio, whether it be the Gram or Facebook. We're gonna look for the best story out there and then do this epic surprise on Valentine's Day. We got your back. Chelsea, don't you just love getting surprised for Valentine's Day?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going through my head how I would feel if a man in an adult diaper showed up at my door. But
it's the thought that counts, you know what I'm saying?
Not the actual diaper. No, but surprises are great.
Well, you're saying, what if you fall in love with our Amp Cupid? I get it. Yeah, it's a lot of temptation, a man in an adult diaper.
Exactly.
So I get where you're coming from.
What I was saying.
All right. So we'll be looking for those stories. Make sure you DM us and text us. And then Thursday, we'll go ahead and execute Amp Cupid to the rescue. You are commercial free.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
And I want to ask you a very intimate question. And I'm pretty sure we're going to get a good response on this. How did you get the ultimate revenge on a cheating ex? Can you top what Halsey did this weekend on Saturday Night Live? In case you missed it, let me break it down to you. Now, literally and figuratively, the writing's on the wall is about G-Eazy.
Mm-hmm.
They were dating for quite some time, and rumors were going around that he allegedly cheated on her, so on and so forth. So as Halsey was performing without me, all of a sudden, behind her on the wall, all this writing appeared. And it said, Ashley, I cheated. Ashley's her government name, right? And then also another writing said, I cheat on you in more places I can't even remember. I at home in Los Angeles, in Chicago. And just there's writing all around her as she's performing her song without me.
It goes on like in New Orleans, in Austin, in Dallas, in London, in New York City, in Boston, in Miami. Like it's just such a cold, like, diss track style call out. You know what I mean? Like, we all kind of were assuming that that's what it was when they broke up with the pumpkin eater and all that cheater stuff and, like, the scissors or whatnot. But to actually write that on the wall as you're singing
ruthless.
It is ridiculous.
It almost felt like, too, they were text messages. Like, I felt like they were text messages that he sent her. Like, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Like, I did cheat on you. I don't know. That's kind of how I saw it. It was literally she took it right from her phone and put it on the wall, and it was intense.
And
but
she was like, probably like, how many times did he cheat and where? He's like, I don't know if you got time for this. Do you have unlimited text? Yes. I hope you do. Here it goes.
If you're going to end the text message, the conversation with in places I can't even remember, why don't you just say that from the beginning? I can't remember. There's too many places.
You match up all those cities with his itinerary for his last tour, you know? So it's pretty wild. Have you gotten ultimate revenge on a cheating ex, maybe like Halsey did, or in some sort of way in that regards? 877-971-HITS, number to call or text us. Can you top that? 877-971-HITS. I know Chelsea can top it, and she's about to tell us, but this is Halsey performing on SNL. She's so good, man.
That performance too. I mean, you could just tell they were. I liked them as a couple. Like they had a real relationship. They were really in love, and you can tell in that performance. I mean, she's just in pain. She's mourning the loss of it and him cheating on her, and you just feel it in that performance. So raw, so emotional.
How did you get ultimate revenge on a cheating ex, Chels?
So in high school, I dated, this was like my first love. That's this guy that I dated. He was the bad boy. He like got kicked out of private school, came to high school. Like all the girls liked him. He was, you know, just, he was the bad boy, the hockey player. And we dated for, I want to say it was like a year and a half. He broke my heart. He cheated on me with a couple people, probably more that I don't even know about. So what I did, this is horrible, but I kind of had this crush on one of his best friends. Ooh. Who went to a private, he didn't go to our school, he went to a private private all boys school, and we called him Red Jeep Drew. And he was just,
let me guess, he had a red Jeep.
Yeah, I'm guessing, yeah.
He was just, but he was just this really hot lacrosse player, and so I proceeded to hook up with him.
Ooh.
It's gonna sting.
Yeah, ex's best friend.
We actually dated for a little bit too, so that was kind of, you know, it was in your face.
I think that hurts more.
Yeah.
When you actually date the best friend, not just a random hookup.
And I remember like sitting at dinner with his family, like, this is the best friend, and being like, ha ha ha. Like, I mean, I really did like the guy too, but it was like, yeah, sure, revenge of being like, ooh, I'm in.
How did you get the ultimate revenge on a cheating ex? Can you top? I was going to say Halsey, but can you top Chelsea? Chelsea Briggs. Hit us up on the phone line or text 877-971-HITS. That's 877-971-4487. You are commercial free.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Chris from Compton, good morning.
Good morning.
The word on the street is that you can definitely top Halsey's and Chelsea's revenge on her cheating ex. She hooked up with his best friend.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do, Chris?
Okay. Well, I did. Okay. My ex-girlfriend, I say, was cheating on me with my brother.
Whoa!
Behind my back.
Oh, that sucks. Your brother's a real jerk.
Yeah, you can say that, yeah. Yeah, so what happened, I cupped him three times, but then I talked to my brother, and my girlfriend was like, no, it was an accident. We were just playing or whatever, you know, so I was like, I let it go. After the dirt strike, I was like, that's it. That's not fair. Spoke up with my ex, but I thought, that's not fair. If she did something to me, why can't I do something back to her? So I made a fake Snapchat account and started talking to her sister.
What?
And her sister and me were pretty much doing the same thing what they did. Then a month later, my ex calls me back and finds out and starts blowing up on me.
Did you tell her that it was an accident with you and and her sister as well?
I didn't mean to send a junk picture to your sister. It was an accident. I thought it disappeared.
Yeah, I did.
This is so incestual.
Wow, Chris.
I mean, if she's hooking up with your brother, the only thing you can do, like, to even get revenge is you got to go for a sister, right? I mean, yeah, you can't go friend over, you know, she got a family member.
It's got to be some type of family member. Yeah. Her sister, mom, something like that, right?
Mom would be pretty savage.
Oh, Chris, hopefully things are a lot better for you now, and whoever you're with, hopefully they're not having any accidents anymore.
All right, hopefully not.
All right, Chris, I appreciate you calling in. I think you're winning right now, bro.
Yeah.
This is pretty wild.
Hopefully.
Yeah, yeah, and change up the whole three strikes rule, bro. Just, you know, on the first strike, when somebody's hooking up with your brother, yeah, maybe
peace out. Meant to be.
Guys, they said it was an accident. They were just playing around.
She tripped and fell over. Got it.
Playing.
My bad. Brian, what are we getting on text, bro?
From the 714, we got a text from Jennifer. My ex loved his car, saved up for a body kit for it, which he left at my place until he could get installed. He then cheated on me and didn't want to come pick it up because he said my brothers would kill him.
Oh,
after
wow.
a couple weeks, he didn't come and get it, so I sold it and went on a small vacation with the proceeds.
She sold homeboy's car?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, don't leave it at the house, man.
Savage level right there.
So good.
I remember watching a Jackie Kennedy documentary, right? So JFK's wife. And I remember watching it. I don't know if you guys knew about this, but allegedly, like, JFK was, like, hooking up with Marilyn Monroe, right? And the reason why Jackie hated Frank Sinatra back in the day, because JFK and him were homies and used to party it up, is that Frank Sinatra introduced Marilyn Monroe to JFK. So when Jackie Kennedy found out that this was going on, allegedly, according to this documentary, to get revenge, she hooked up with Frank Sinatra, y'all.
Well, I mean,
okay,
that, isn't that wild?
I'm here for that revenge. Dude, I love that.
Chelsea's like, that's my life right there.
That Sinatra is so mob connected. There's nothing you can do about it anyway. Yeah. If Frank Sinatra sleeps with your wife, that's just what happens.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Right about now, we got Tipsy Talk. It's where we send our street teamer Joe out to interview real people, real drunk, saying ridiculous things over the weekend. He met an awesome girl by the name of Isabel from L.A. She's so awesome. She's creating new terms, new words. Check it out.
What's your name and where are you from?
I'm Isabel Remigio. I'm from Los Angeles, California.
How drunk are you right now?
I don't know. I drank Hennessy, so you should guess.
Did you see any guys that are looking at you tonight?
I forgot my glasses. So I
Shit's amazing.
I love it because there's times where she sounds like she's mad, and then just in the middle of it, she starts cracking up, right?
I just love the idea. She's roaming around the bar all night long like, hey, any guys looking at you? She's like, I don't know. I don't have glasses on, and I'm drinking Hennessy. I have no idea.
Valentine's Day is around the corner. What's the dumbest thing you've done for love?
Bitch, you're trying to get on my secrets, huh?
Yes, I am trying to get your secrets right now.
It's kind of the point.
Oh my God. What was that? It was like a burp meat.
She's like revving up to something.
It's like she just had the realization that that's what Tipsy Talk is. Yeah, we're trying to get all of your secrets.
Bitch, you're trying to get on my secrets, huh?
Yes, I am trying to get your secrets right now. If you were a Valentine bear, what would you love to be stuffed with?
A Valentine bear?
Chocolate! This one!
I said chocolate!
Chocolate! Why chocolate?
I don't know, I just want chocolate!
She's hilarious!
Just let her have chocolate!
Yeah, you know? Leave her be!
What's the one song that gets you in the mood no matter what? Okay, sing it, go.
Oh, great.
Ella quiere beber, ella quiere gozar, ella quiere...
They don't even know the song.
Oh, wow. That's the Hennessy singing right there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure how accurate that was lyrically.
Osuna's like, appreciate you guys. Gracias, muy amable.
If you could name your ex after a drink or a cocktail, what would you call it?
En adios. Like, I left him, but he still loved me. Ooh. So I'm sorry.
Why did you leave him?
Adios.
Why did you leave him?
He was too clingy to me.
Uh-huh. So you just left him?
Yeah.
He was too clingy.
I was like, clingy, is that Spanish for something that I'm unaware of?
No, that's drunk for clingy. And I love the fact that Joel understood it. He just rolled with it. He's like, oh, yeah, I get it. Clingy.
I feel like Joel is not confident enough in this segment to call anyone out on their pronunciation of words after he said jawari.
Why did you leave him?
He was too clingy to me.
Too clingy.
So you just left him?
Yeah.
Do you miss him now?
Yeah.
What's your favorite animal in the whole wide world?
A dolphin.
Aww. Why a dolphin?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh my God, I love it.
All right, what's the mating call of a dolphin?
Huh?
What's the mating call of a dolphin? The mating call.
But I'm dramatic, so.
I wish you just would have stuck with, huh?
Huh?
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
And I found this interesting story about Ariana Grande that for her song Thank You Next, that talks about all her exes and stuff like that, she wrote it when she was still with Pete Davidson.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that she had written two different versions. One version was in case her relationship ended with Pete.
Jeez.
And the other one was if she got married.
It's really not a good sign for your relationship.
It's probably a good sign if you're sitting there writing a song. You're like, well, what if this doesn't work out? Let me write this version. If it does work out, then I got to protect him and not say everything I want to say.
I want to hear the other version now. Like
the protective one? Because the one that she released is the one that speaks about everything.
The one where they actually get married?
Yeah. Like, I wonder. You know what I mean?
Definitely not as good. She would have stayed with him if it was.
And I think that's why people appreciate her new album, because she's so honest and not holding anything back in regards to what she's saying. So I'm glad she went with the OG version, but
that's funny.
It's kind of messed up, right?
Like, thank you. Next step down the aisle. Like, what does she talk about? It's just so funny to think about.
She's got to have different versions. Got to be ready. You're commercial free.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
8:41 right now. Only 42 degrees right now, but at least it's sunny, so I'm not complaining. Rain coming back at you here in SoCal Wednesday and Thursday, and then chilling out for the weekend. So enjoy that situation. Chelsea, I know you're not a fan of turtlenecks on dudes, but it's pretty cold. Would you at least give a dude a break if he rocks a turtleneck, being that it's so cold?
No, wear a sweatshirt or something.
That is the sense of the sweatshirt. We got a text last night from Chelsea. She was out partying at the Grammy after parties and whatnot. She's like, guys, I saw a cute dude, but he's wearing a turtleneck. Ah, she was so disgusted by it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like a turnoff for me.
And Drake was rocking a turtleneck last night with the black jacket, black turtleneck with definitely a diamond looking necklace in some situations you could see for a long ways away. I think some people can pull it off.
Yeah.
But it also depends on what you're wearing with it. Like, I don't remember last time I just saw someone wearing a turtleneck with nothing else.
Yeah, but Drake's cool, whatever, but he's never been known for his fashion. Like, people kind of like knock his fashion. True though. He's not like a fashion icon, but.
Yeah.
He looked damn good last night.
Well,
his necklace looked cute.
He's got swag, but a turtleneck is, I'm not into it.
So now you know you find Chelsea on a dating app, whether it be Bumble or Raya, whatever you're on, Chelsea. Make sure you don't have a picture of yourself wearing a turtleneck if you want a chance at Chelsea. Coming up next in the Chelsea Report, you'll have a chance to win Six Flags tickets, right? Six Flags tickets coming at you at 8:50 in the morning along with this.
Drake, speaking of which, he was cut off last night.
Yeah.
Maybe because he was wearing a turtleneck. Cardi B was called trash.
Whoa.
Lots of drama went down last night during the Grammys, so we'll break it all down in the Chelsea Report, and that's coming up at 8:50.
Two things we got to clear up real quick. One, your chance to win Six Flags tickets by taking the Chelsea Report pop quiz about to go down right now. All you got to do is be caller 9 and answer our one question correctly, and you win, all right? So make sure you pay attention to the Chelsea Report. It's about to go down. Two, shout out to Crystal from Culver City. Chelsea just confessed that she hates when dudes wear turtlenecks. Mm-hmm. And she sent us a picture of her brother rocking a turtleneck. She's like, my brother can pull it off. What?
Sorry.
I mean, it's a clean look. It's a clean look when you got a blazer on over the top of it. I think it depends on something. It definitely is. It just depends. Not everyone can. But these two, Drake and Crystal's brother, can definitely pull it.
Yeah, white turtleneck with a nice gray blazer with black on it. It looks clean, bro. You pulled it off.
The Chelsea Report.
Chelsea's not convinced.
No, it's just not my thing. I'm sorry. Okay, so last night with the Grammys, it was a great show. Probably one of the best we've had in a while. But with every award show, there's always those controversial moments.
Yeah.
So we're going to break those down right now. First off, Drake won a Grammy for God's Plan. I was actually watching the Grammys from this restaurant, and when he won, everyone like erupted and just like cheers. Everyone was so excited. It was such a big moment for him. And he made a really great speech. Here's that.
You've already won. If you have people who are singing your songs word for word, if you're a hero in your hometown, if there's people who have regular jobs who are coming out in the rain, in the snow, spending their hard-earned money to buy tickets to come to your shows, you don't need this right here. I promise you. You already won.
But here's where the drama is. If you could hear there at the end, fans are annoyed because he was clearly, he wasn't done talking and he was clearly cut off by the Grammys. Yeah, it just like went to a commercial.
Yeah, but you know what? First of all, the person that was cutting people off last night was a savage. Like,
yo, we got to roll.
They had no chill. No. And like certain artists were getting more time than others. Like Cardi B got like an hour, you know? And everybody's like, you're not that important. Let's go. This was a savage style right there.
In the Grammys' defense, Drake did something real awkward at the end of that speech. Like he says, you don't need this award. Then he like backed away from the mic a little bit and looked over to the people that were with him. Like he was, I couldn't tell if he was done either. So I guess they left the window open. Don't drop your guard. Then they go to commercial.
But the controversy was that people were saying, like, is it because he's saying you don't need a Grammy to feel like you've won in your career? And then they're like, all right, you don't need a Grammy. We don't need you on right now.
Bye. Well,
also, the thing I thought was interesting is that, you know, the Grammys don't have a good relationship with a lot of hip hop artists because, you know, like a lot of them have gotten robbed. Kendrick, Drake, you know. So I think that is also why people were sensitive to it, because to see him get up there and win, and then they're cutting cutting him off. It's kind of like, come on, the Grammys. You want to be in good standing with Drake. And
he probably got cut off because he was wearing a turtleneck, Chelsea.
It could be true.
They didn't like the look.
Lots of drama surrounding Ariana Grande and the Grammys. Obviously, she didn't attend and pulled out of performing days leading up. But she was watching because she tweeted her frustration over Cardi B winning the Grammy for Best Rap Album over her ex, Mac Miller, who passed away about 5-6 months ago. She basically tweeted and then deleted a handful of angry tweets saying, you know, the F word, saying just the word trash, and then literal BS. So people on Twitter were kind of, you know, they were lashing out at her saying, like, why are you calling Cardi trash? Like, Cardi deserved it too. She came around and clarified, no, like, I'm not calling Cardi trash. It has nothing to do with that. She was just upset that they invited Mac's family to the awards. And so, yes, yeah, his parents, and the fact that, you know, she was there with him when he wrote that album, and she thought he deserved to win. But what I thought was cool is that Cardi posted a video on her Instagram talking about how she was actually wanted to share her award with Mac, and here's some audio on that.
Thank you so much. Thank you, God, again. Thank you for always supporting me. Thank God. Thank my family. My mom's side of the family. My dad's side of the family. And you want to know something? I read an article that Mac Miller family said that if he don't win, they want me to win. So I'm sharing this Grammy with you.
That's dope.
Rest in peace.
That's awesome. That's such a Latino thing. She didn't just say, I think my family. She made sure she got my mom's side and my dad's side. Latino thing right there. Because you'd be like, yo, like, which side were you thinking, though? Like, which one do you love more?
I mean, I'm a big fan of Mac's album Swimming, but you're crazy if you think it beats Cardi's this year. Like, it's great. Musically, it is wonderful. And I actually like it better than I like Cardi's album. But you can't hate on what she did this year in terms of completely dominating the music industry from a rap perspective and being the first female to win a solo album. I mean, Mac's family was there for a lot of reasons. In memoriam tribute videos, like just all of it. It wasn't just like they wanted to bring them just to let them watch Mac not win. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds bad, yeah.
So Jennifer Lopez performed the Motown tribute at last night's Grammys. Here's some audio on that. And Smokey Robinson joined her on stage, obviously a Motown legend, but still people were confused why J-Lo was the one to perform the Motown tribute. And, you know, people were saying also that it was basically like going to her Vegas show because she definitely put her own spin on it.
Right. And then the reason why they're saying maybe they have so many options of amazing black women that could have led that tribute. Neo did sing with her as well. And then Alicia Keys for like 3 seconds kind of sang along with her. And look, not that no other culture can honor Motown. I think it's awesome if other cultures do, but I agree in the sense that, like, you want an African-American to lead that tribute. J-Lo could have been a part of that.
Sure.
But, you know, doing Jackson 5 and twerking to Jackson 5, great. Look, listen, she's an amazing performer. Crushed it. But did it fit with Motown, or was she just promoting Vegas?
Yeah, it was funny. I was sitting with one of the hip-hop editors for Billboard, and she was like, as we're watching it, she's like, how do you sexualize ABC? She's thinking, ABC.
I mean, you see J-Lo, she could sexualize anything.
Just by existing, right?
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
All right, so here it is. For your chance to win Six Flags tickets, all you got to do is take the Chelsea Report pop quiz. Hopefully you were listening to all the details that we're spoken about right now, right? Caller 9, all you got to tell us is the answer to this. Which artist was wearing a turtleneck while accepting an award last night? 877-971-HITS is the number to call. 877-971-HITS. Good luck.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We are 97.1 Amp Radio. Hub of Commercial-Free Mondays. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Thank you for hanging out with us. Right about now, we're going to go to caller 9 to see if they can win these Six Flags tickets by taking the Chelsea Report pop quiz and answering a question from the Chelsea Report. We got Jamie from Mission Viejo. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jamie, thank you for hanging out with us. Do you know the answer to this? Which artist rocked a turtleneck while receiving their Grammy last night?
Drake.
Drake?
Yeah. Nailed it.
Drake? That is correct. You're the winner.
I also would have accepted Crystal's brother.
One of our listeners, right?
What are your thoughts on guys wearing turtlenecks? Are you into it or not so into it?
Hello?
Jamie, did you even hear that you won?
Yeah, I heard you. I responded. I said, that's so awesome. No way.
What? Okay. Where did you go? We didn't hear any of that.
I don't know.
Gotcha.
So, Jamie, Chelsea wants to know, because she's turned off by any dude wearing a turtleneck. Is that a deal breaker for you?
No, I don't exactly like them, but I don't think it'd be a deal breaker.
Okay, all right, but you know,
I mean, you see Drake in a turtleneck, it's like, all right, dude's rich, he's got a diamond necklace on. I think a lot of people could see past the turtleneck.
I don't know.
Don't lie. If Drake was trying to holler at you, you'd be like, no, not with the turtleneck.
Go change clothes. Jamie, thank you for listening to us. You're going to Six Flags. Have a great week and stay warm, all right?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Thank you for hanging out with us. So, Valentine's Day happening this Thursday. And I'm sure you've heard it from your significant other before. Babe, mijo, mija, don't worry. You don't have to give me anything for Valentine's Day. Let's not spend money on each other. Do you go with it or is it a trap? You know what I'm saying? That's a tough situation right there.
Well, I think sometimes when people say, don't get me anything, I think it can be misconstrued by men more often than women as I don't have to do anything. They didn't say don't do anything. They said don't get me anything. Mm-hmm. So you can still do something and have a romantic gesture of some sort to show that you care. But I do feel like guys go, she said nothing, man. Don't even worry about it. She's Thursday.
You're that one dude that records it.
Yeah.
You said,
right here.
Let me play it back.
Yeah, but then I feel like girls just want to be like, well, I want to tell you, I want you to like me so much or care about me so much that you just do it, even when I say you don't have to do it.
Yeah, right.
That's literally what it is.
That is not confusing at all. Appreciate
it's
that.
It's not. Come on.
So I came across this study, and this is probably going to shock you guys. The difference between how much women expect their partners to spend on Valentine's Day versus men. Who do you think wants you to spend more money on them? Well, women or men?
Women, Chelsea? Of course.
Women, mm-hmm. Chelsea?
Well, I would say that, I don't even know how you quantify what men expect. Men just expect to hope to not get in trouble. You know what I mean? So whatever that number is, just whatever keeps me from going in the doghouse for no reason.
That's priceless right there. Mm-hmm. So women only expect their partners to spend an average of $100 on gifts, according to the study, while men wish that their partners would spend an average of $200 on gifts.
Wish and expect are two different words.
That's what dudes are wishing for.
Right.
But I agree with you, Brian. I just don't want to mess up, bro. Especially my wife being pregnant right now with her second child. She's about to give birth before March 10th. I really don't want to mess up.
I mean, if you get lucky, man. You could have a baby on Valentine's Day, and then your baby comes in here and just steals the Valentine's Day thunder, and then it's never going to be Valentine's Day anymore. It's always going to be your baby's birthday, and so that'll trump that whole holiday. I've always had a dream where I wanted to meet a woman whose birthday was on Valentine's Day. We'd get married on every holiday. It would be on Valentine's Day. Just get one big old present.
Yeah, but then you'd have to be a real big present.
Yeah, it's one day a year I can handle that.
You move Christmas to February 14th.
Exactly.
All the above. You know what's interesting about this, and I believe this, about how women expect less. My wife, to this day, we've been married 7 years, and then we were dated for 3 years before that. So I've spent 10 Valentine's Days with her, right? The Valentine's Day that she always remembers is the one where I spend the least amount of money. And it was more about the experience.
Yeah.
We were dating in the Bay Area at the time. And literally, I just bought a foot-long sandwich at Subway, set up a random-ass tent that I bought like at Big Five Sporting Goods on the beach. And I brought my laptop, watched a movie there while eating a Subway sandwich. And she, till this day, like, you know, designer purses have happened since then. Helicopter ride in Manhattan and New York before. She's like, that is still my favorite Valentine's Day.
Love over that. A meatball hoagie.
There it is. Chelsea, would you agree?
Yeah.
More of the experience rather than the price or the expense of a gift?
100%. Like, I love more of the thoughtful gifts. So one time I had a guy make like a little photo book for me that was sort of like all about
of
our
you?
Relationship. Well, it was like of our relationship.
Okay,
so
cool.
It was like all the reasons why I love you.
Aww.
And so and that to me was like one of my favorite gifts I've ever gotten.
I mean, here's the thing though. You can get that really meaningful gift on a cruise in Greece.
True. I mean, I take it.
Right.
I'm not opposed to that.
Obviously, you ended up breaking up with that guy.
Yes.
What did you do with the book?
I ended up, I had like a little, it in a little box for a while, just kind of like stored away, but I think it's since has been thrown away. So sorry about that.
Damn, all that work homeboy put into it, right? So there you go, guys. Ladies, as you know now, men want you to spend more. 97.1 Amp Radio, Home Commercial Free Mondays. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Thank you for hanging out with us. Give us another day to do what we love. Hook you up with a pair of Six Flags tickets right now. Six Flags Magic Mountain. And the way it's been like snowing and it's so cold, you could probably go sledding at Six Flags Magic Mountain, man. Listen, caller 9, you win. 877-971-HITS is the number to call. Good luck. We got Dopest Moment Award going out to Isabel from L.A. for creating a new drunk word during our Tipsy Talk that we played this morning. So Tipsy Talk is where we send our street teamer Joe Wow to interview real people, real drunk, saying ridiculous things. Check out this new word Isabel created.
If you could name your ex after a drink or a cocktail, what would you call it?
En adios. I left him, but he still loved me. Ooh. So I'm sorry.
Why did you leave him?
Adios.
Why did you leave him?
He was too clingy to me.
He was too clingy.
I was like, clingy, is that Spanish or something that I'm unaware of?
No, that's drunk for clingy. And I love the fact that Joel understood it. He just rolled with it. He's like, oh, yeah, I get it. Clingy.
I feel like Joel is not confident enough in this segment to call anyone out on their pronunciation of words after he said jaw-worried.
Why did you leave him?
He was too clingy to me.
So you just left him?
Yeah.
Do you miss him now?
Yeah.
See, now Isabel misses the clinginess of her ex. So
right
there
around
you go.
Valentine's Day, man, you miss that clingy.
Exactly.
Want something to clinge and Netflix and chill.
Just want to get some clingy on Valentine's Day, right? Yes, your thing is coming up next, taking over your radio. Thanks for giving us another day to do what we love. Remember, don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy or your peace. Love you guys. Commercial-free music continues.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.